There's a move afoot to extend scenic river designation up past Woolen Mills, and the Department of Conservation and Recreation wants to actually see this stretch of the Rivanna from Charlottesville up to the South Fork Reservoir as part of its preliminary study. It seemed prudent to see if the low river water levels would permit such a trip, so a couple of weeks ago, we took an exploratory trip down the Rivanna. State scenic river designation was enacted in the early 1970s to provide a measure of protection for the rivers of Virginia. Minnie Lee and Harry McGeehee from Fluvanna were largely responsible for establishing the Rivanna between Charlottesville and the James River as the first state scenic river in 1973. In 1988, the Mormons was also designated. Of the 505 designated miles in Virginia, the Rivanna now has 51 scenic river miles. Scenic river designation constitutes official recognition of the river's natural, scenic, historic, and recreational values. The designation doesn't allow the state to control local land use, but does allow the locality to utilize the designation positively and makes it more difficult to build dams along the given stretch. We set up our shuttle, leaving one car at Riverview Park, and launch at the 29 Bridge, a half mile below the reservoir. We are pleasantly surprised that there seems to be enough water to paddle. Soon, the hum of Route 29 is in the distance, and we're making our way past the soccer fields on the left and Carsbrook on the right. Within minutes, our first bald eagle of the day flies overhead and lands on a snag about 500 yards downstream. We float towards it, getting within 100 feet before it stretches its wings, drops slightly to gain lift, and heads back upstream. My partner and I are both scrambling to capture the bird on camera, but I am in conflict. Should I go for the picture, or should I trust my mind's eye to capture the image that will reside along with all of my other senses and build the sighting of this bird into a memory? The wind chill on our backs, with the noonday sun over the stern, low on its trajectory towards the shortest day. The canoe swinging under me in the slight current that draws us closer. My cold fingers blindly fumbling for my camera while I keep an eye on the bird as my heart accelerates. The browns and grays of trees on the bank, the leaves sailing down from tulip trees and sycamores onto the surface of the water. Greedy, I try for the photo, and the result is predictable. A large moving bird in a small frame against a clear blue sky that could be anywhere. I am left to wonder, what did I miss as I scrambled for that photo? I might have missed the shadow as the bird with wingspan of a fathom or more made its crossing to the other side right above me. I might have missed clearly seeing its yellow legs or its hooked beak or the mud on its white breast or the gleam in its eye. We paddle on, and not 5 minutes later I see an immature bald, its dark plumage blending into the shadow on the bank. This time I do not attempt a photo. Sightings of bald eagles are becoming more common on the Rivanna. They are getting ready to nest this time of year, so perhaps our eagles today were part of the shuffle and claim of territory. With the sighting of these two birds, I have seen enough scenic to last me the rest of the 4 hours of paddling down to Charlottesville, and I have claimed on photo my record of the bald eagle sighting. Though I support the scenic river extension, I am struck by the irony of our human need to capture memories, name places, and protect, with awkward but necessary means, the places that are special to us, and simply home to the wild things. This is Leslie Middleton. Please join me next week at this same time for another installment of the Rivanna Rambler. If you have questions or comments about this show, please call 924-0885 or visit wtju.net.